So mobile phone is the fastest growing technology ever known to mankind. So even 7 out of 10 people in the bottom 20% of the world income distribution now have a mobile phone. So this is pretty outstanding in that sense that people are choosing to go and invest in digital technology when they don't have access to electricity or, you know, running water or, you know, clean toilets. So the good thing is there are lots of people now in the world who have access, and they are benefiting in different ways. I mean, that's the reason why people are going to invest or firms are going to invest in it. But what we find in the report is the nature of the, you know, return varies depending on your complements. So clearly, a person living in a country under accountable government, under business climate which is much more competitive, and if he or she has a PhD or, you know, high skills, then she would be able to, he or she would be able to take much more advantage of the same technology than somebody who lives in a country under a very controlled regime, in a very closed economy, and perhaps is a high school dropout. There's no doubt that digital technology has created what we call private benefits. So today, there are about 40% of adults in East Africa, not just Kenya, are now paying their utility bills through mobile phones. So there is a significant amount of time saving that they're happening. We find that there are 8 million online traders in Alibaba who are now exporting to 162 countries around the world. So these are the people who had ability to produce good things, but they were part of a global supply chain which was often controlled by few large firms. So they would basically produce it and give it to another consolidator who would then pass it on the supply chain, and then it goes to the consumers in the rich countries. So Alibaba is a digital marketplace. So it's one of the largest digital marketplace. And what it does, it basically disintermediates the retail sector by bringing the producers and the consumers together. So it basically, all the people, all the intermediaries in the supply chain are basically taken out. So imagine all those farmers, in fact, there are a number of farmers who have become entrepreneurs. They now have suddenly access to this. So there's 62% of the entrepreneurs are small and medium entrepreneurs. So there are certainly many good examples of very inspiring stories about how digital technology is benefiting the poor. But again, of course, it's benefiting the richer even more. There are people who thought that just by bringing mobile phones and smartphones to poor people, they will create change and they will, you know, make the poor people have income growing faster than the rich. That's not going to happen unless the poor people also have the right skills and other things to use the technologies. So for India, it's actually a very interesting case of contrast between this very large firms, which are globally competitive, and India is considered to be a superpower when it comes to IT export. It's the second largest exporter of ICT service in the world. And at the same time, India has the largest number of people who are not connected to the internet. And that number could be somewhere between 800 million to a billion people. Clearly, what Indian government has to do is to first is to make sure that all the people who are not connected somehow are they able to get connected to the internet by having internet which is accessible, affordable, open and safe. But that's not going to end the story. We are saying then you need to do the rest of the things, which is in the report is a technical term which is called analog complements, which is that you need to have good regulation which allows new companies to enter the market easily. So new startups can enter and disrupt. You have to have workers with the right skills so that the companies do not have incentive to replace workers with machines. And of course, you need accountable government so that poor and disadvantaged people are not shut down and people are not controlled but empowered by technology. So for India, it's a case that they are moving pretty quickly on this. Under the new government, there has been a lot of emphasis on the digital side, but it will be a long slog. And that's why we do not want to give this impression that somehow this thing is a silver bullet to the solution. While internet is not a shortcut to develop, it can be an accelerator.
That was the World Bank's Deepak Mishra there.